Keeping you in touch, this is Glyne FM
News.
With the latest, I'm Caroline Verdon. Sean Kingston has been stabilised following a serious water sports accident on Sunday. He was rushed to hospital in Miami after the jet ski he was riding with a female friend collided with a bridge. The singer's now been moved from the hospital's trauma unit to intensive care, where he's said to be in a...
Keeping you in touch, this is Glyne FM
News.
With the latest, I'm Caroline Verdon. Sean Kingston has been stabilised following a serious water sports accident on Sunday. He was rushed to hospital in Miami after the jet ski he was riding with a female friend collided with a bridge. The singer's now been moved from the hospital's trauma unit to intensive care, where he's said to be in a stable situation.
Keeping you in touch, this is Glyne FM
News.
For the latest.
Keeping you in touch, this is Glyne FM
News.
For the latest, I'm Caroline Verdon. Sean Kingston's been stabilised following a serious water sports accident yesterday. He was rushed to hospital in Miami after the jet ski...
Keeping you in touch, this is Glyne FM
News.
With the latest, I'm Caroline Verdon. Sean Kingston's been stabilised following a serious water sports accident on Sunday. He was rushed to hospital in Miami after the jet ski he was riding with a female friend collided with a bridge. The singer's now been moved from the hospital's trauma unit to intensive care, where he's said to be in a stable condition. There are growing calls for FIFA's presidential elections to be postponed following a series of allegations about corruption at football's governing body. Sepp Blatter, who's the only candidate for Wednesday's vote, insists the organisation isn't in crisis. Sports correspondent for The Times, Matthew Saeed, says Mr Blatter isn't living in the real world.
There is a parallel universe which is occupied by Sepp Blatter, where everything is absolutely hunky-dory and where he is going to be elected unopposed for another four-year term. He's been there for 13 years now. I think that's probably too long. FIFA is crying out for a fresh start.
A record number of arrests have been made during the last year to protect children from paedophiles prowling the internet. Over 500 people were questioned by the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre. 132 high-risk online paedophile networks were also 132 online paedophile networks were also shut down. CEOP's chief executive Peter Davies says they'll still face a huge... CEOP's chief executive Peter Davies says they'll still face a huge challenge.
We know very well that child sexual abuse and exploitation is massively underreported. There's a lot more of it going on, tragically, than we're able to tackle or we've tackled this year. There are too many children and young people suffering in silence.
After months of speculation, we now know the identity of the judges for the new series of The X Factor. Take That's Gary Barlow, American singer Kelly Rowland and Talisa from N-Dubs. We'll join the returning mentor. Take That's Gary Barlow. Take That's Gary Barlow, American singer. Take That's Gary Barlow, American singer Kelly Rowland and Talisa from N-Dubs will join the one returning mentor, Louis Walsh. But there's no place for Cheryl Cole. She was also axed from the American version of the show last week. Oxfordshire women are multitasking more than ever and controlling the. Oxfordshire women are multitasking more than ever and controlling the purse strings as well. Almost half of women across the county say they're now the main breadwinner. According to the recent study, the role reversal sees women also making important financial decisions, paying the bills and sorting the home insurance.
Glyne FM Sport with Waterstock Golf Club. Get a four ball for just £50 in the Glyne shop. At glydefm.co.uk.
Well, Manchester United midfielder Paul Scholes has announced his retirement from football with immediate effect. Elsewhere, Oxford United have appointed Malcolm Crosby as head of football development. He's due to start next month.
Glyne FM.
Weather.
Sunny today with highs of 16. There's more news in an hour. That's the latest. I'm Caroline Verdon.